Welcome to Peace and Happiness. Dear friend, I congratulate you for appreciating the importance of releasing your pain and transforming it into a source of strength. I, Shahid al-Bukhari Mahajatak, will be your guide in this special meditation for transforming your pain into a source of strength and growth. If you continue to practice this meditation, your pain will gradually become a source of new strength and wisdom. If you are ready, let us begin our quantum journey. Close your eyes softly. Take a deep, long breath. Inhale through your nostrils. Exhale slowly through your mouth. Expand your lower chest and upper abdomen as you inhale. This is called abdominal breathing. Take a bit longer to exhale, then to inhale. Inhale through your nostrils deeply and slowly, and exhale slowly through your mouth. As you inhale, feel abundant, natural, and cosmic energy entering your body. As you exhale, feel all the toxins and harmful elements going out of your body. Inhale deeply through your nostrils and exhale through your mouth. As you inhale, feel abundant, natural and cosmic energy entering your body. As you exhale, feel all the toxins and harmful elements going out of your body. Inhale through your nostrils and exhale through your mouth. As you inhale, feel abundant, natural and cosmic energy making you more lively and energetic. As you exhale, feel all the toxins and harmful elements going out of your body. Inhale again. Exhale slowly. Now as you exhale, feel your body is slowly becoming numb. You are now unable to move your hands and legs. Your body is motionless and inert. Now breathe normally through your nostrils. Now breathe very slowly. Take a bit more time to exhale than to inhale. Inhale slowly. Slowly exhale. 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 Now breathe normally. Now simply watch your breathing. Focus your attention on your nostrils, where the air is entering your body. Breathe normally, simply watch your breathing. Now feel your body becoming heavier. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Feel the relaxation flowing down from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Imagine a wave of relaxation is flowing down from your head to toes like melting ice. You are now totally relaxed. Your brain wave has dropped from beta to alpha level. You don't have anything called a body anymore. All you have is your mind, your consciousness. You have reached the alpha station on the way to your quantum home. Next to the station, there is a dense forest. Step inside the forest. Sit down under the huge banyan tree. The sky is getting darker. It has started to rain heavily. You are surrounded by the sound of the pouring rain and the strange noises of unknown creatures. The wind is blowing a few raindrops your way. You are getting a little wet. You are sitting alone under the tree, away from the rest of the world. Little by little, you are sinking into the depth of your own being. All your pent-up pain and anguish is finally being released. Feel all your pain deeply and fully. Visualize each incident that caused you pain. The cause of your pain may be the death of a loved one. It may be separation from your spouse, children, parents, or other loved ones. Or you may feel deprived of love and affection. Maybe the action of a loved one have hurt you deeply. Maybe the betrayal of a friend or a lover has broken your heart. Maybe you feel neglected or uncared for. You may have been bullied or trolled. Or you just feel very lonely and misunderstood. Or the cause of your pain may be a sad news about your health, or the loss of wealth, a job, or an opportunity. Maybe you have been discriminated against or have been the victim of abuse or injustice. You know, what you resist persists. So do not try to hide from your pain. Accept it, express it. Whatever the cause of your pain, its healthy, natural expression is always in crying. So let all the pent-up emotion melt into tears. Visualize yourself crying. Tears are rolling down your face. You are crying from the core of your being, still crying. tears are rolling down your face. Let it all come out. Cry as long as you need to. Regardless of the state of your consciousness, you can hear me well. You are feeling a little lighter now. Now consider the causes of your sadness one by one. What is causing your pain? Has the death of a loved one broken your heart? If so, your sadness is justified. But what can you do about it? No one can escape death. Like life, death is an eternal reality. The more deeply you understand and accept this truth, the more meaningfully you will be able to live your life. No matter how intensely you mourn the loss of your loved one, you will not be able to bring him or her back. But because of your suffering, those who love you are suffering too. So instead of holding on to the pain, try to do something noble in the memory of your loved one. He or she will live forever through your deed. If you are spiritual, you know that the body may perish, but the soul lives on. So pray, donate, and do good deeds so your loved one's soul can rest in peace. When his soul is in peace, you will feel more peace inside. If you feel your loved one passed away too early, that he or she had more to contribute to the world, remember, each soul comes to and leaves the earth according to a divine plan. You may not be able to understand it, but a divine purpose was served in the way he or she died. Is the reason of your sadness losing in love, the neglect or betrayal of your spouse, separation from your children or parents, loss of money, job, or opportunity? If someone you love has betrayed you or cheated on you, then there is nothing you can do about it. Just be grateful that this happened before you invested even more time and emotions in that person. At least you have been saved from that. Is the reason of your sadness conflict and separation between you and a loved one? If so, maybe you are partially responsible for the situation too. Identify the reasons that caused you to grow apart. Look at the situation from the other person's point of view. Identify what you could have done differently. What lessons you need to learn. If you want the two of you to come closer again, consider with care and compassion how you can resolve your differences. Pray ardently for a change in the situation. Donate to charity with this purpose in mind. The causes of your pain will fade away, and your life will once again be filled with joy and happiness. Maybe you feel you are deprived of love. It seems as if no one cares about you. Or maybe your parents have separated and you feel neglected and abandoned. Or maybe you are tired of facing constant deprivation and discrimination because you are a woman. If you are deprived in your family or growing up without one or both parents, you are deprived of love and affection. But what can you do about it? The quicker you are able to accept this reality, the faster you will rise above it. If you think no one cares about you, it means you are probably desperate for love. This may cause you to become involved with the wrong person and bring even more pain in your life. Most people want to have love, so they are disappointed over and over again. Only a few want to give love. It is these precious few who attain immortality. So keep giving love to yourself, to people, to the universe, and your heart will brim over with peace and fulfillment. If the cause of your pain is the continuous injustice you are facing because of being a woman, then you will have to transform this pain into strength. Remember, no one loves a weak person. At best, they are pitied. So develop your strength. No matter how much effort and time it takes, develop your talents and create your own identity. Everyone will honor you, respect you. Maybe you just don't know why you feel sad. You feel sad or empty without any apparent reason. If that is so, then in a way, you are lucky. Because this sadness can easily be transformed into creative or spiritual energy. Throughout the ages, the truly great have transformed their pain into creative and spiritual energy. Now step out from under the tree and stand in the rain. Feel the rain water flowing down your body. It is washing away all your pain. Your pain is transforming into a positive force, a creative force, a spiritual force. You are transcending your pain. Regardless of the state of your consciousness, you can hear me well. With the joy of transcending your pain, you will now go to your quantum home. Now repeat silently with me. From the Alpha Station, I will go to my quantum home, my home of peace and happiness, which is in the deeper level of my mind. As long as I am there, all unnecessary external sounds will deepen my concentration. However, if there is any fire, theft, earthquake, or any other kind of emergency, I will spontaneously return to my normal conscious state and take quick appropriate actions. Now, as I count 19, you will begin your journey, and when I count 0, you will reach your quantum home, your home of peace and happiness. When I count from 0 to 7, you will be wide awake from any level of your consciousness. Countdown begins. 19. Visualize a cool, soothing blue light showering on you. A long path of light has been created. This path leads to the deeper level of your mind. 18. 17. 16. 15. You are going deeper through this path of light. 14. 13. 12. 11. You are going deeper and deeper. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. Deeper and deeper. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. 0. You have reached your quantum home. Feel infinite joy. Your quantum home is your ideal place of relaxation. It is situated in your favorite natural surroundings. It has everything you need to be happy. When you come here, tension, tiredness, lethargy disappear altogether. Feel safe and happy as a child feels in mother's lap. Look around the surroundings of your quantum home. Smell the flowers, see the colors, hear the singing of the birds. Look around as far as your eyes go. Listen to the murmur of the spring, roar of the sea. Look at all the details of the surroundings. Touch them, feel them. Now, enter the darbar of your quantum home and sit comfortably. You can hear me well. You know your quantum home is a powerful state of consciousness. As soon as you reach this state, your immune and healing systems become energized. With regular meditation, your vision, eyesight, and hearing ability will improve. Your heart, lungs, stomach, kidney, and liver will function properly. Your brain and nervous system will be tranquil and alert. Your extrasensory perception will develop. You will become lively and attractive. All your stress, anxiety, fear, anger, jealousy, fatigue, and frustration will dissolve in universal love. You will be in tune with nature. You will have a happy, healthy, wealthy, vibrant long life. Your brain readily accepts auto-suggestions in this state. So repeat with me. In the future, whenever with the intention to meditate, I close my eyes and say or hear the words, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. I will be completely relaxed. Then after I count down from 19 to 0, I will reach my quantum home. You know that every word in this deeper level of mind has a tremendous impact. So give yourself positive auto-suggestions or visualize your future or mantra be based on your physical, mental, professional and spiritual needs for 2 minutes. You will hear my voice again after 2 minutes. At that time, my voice will make you even happier. You can hear me well. I will now count from 0 to 7 and you will be wide awake. You will feel happy and cheerful, both physically and mentally. Take a long breath. 0, 1. Take another long breath. 2, 3. Take another long breath. 4, 5. Repeat silently with me. After counting 7, I will open my eyes and be wide awake. I will feel refreshed, energetic, and elated. Take another long breath. 6. 7. Open your eyes. Gently move your head and shoulders. Stretch your legs. Move your arms and hands. Say loudly and joyfully, feeling better, feeling better and better. Congratulations for completing your meditation wonderfully. Our best wishes will always be with you as you create a noble, peaceful life by transforming your pain into a positive force. May your life be filled with peace and happiness. Goodbye.